Mornings with Bart on K107.1 continues. We're going to welcome in friend of show, Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com, as the 2014 NFL Draft in the books for the Green Bay Packers and the other 31 teams in the league. Brian, was this a good draft for the Packers? Do you think there was room that they could have drafted a couple other guys? Or what are your overall impressions on the weekend, Brian?
I certainly think the first two draft choices of the Green Bay Packers were terrific. They filled needs. They filled holes. As for the rest of the draft, it's kind of wait and see. And I mean, that's pretty much the case with most NFL teams. When you go beyond the first round or two and you know those type of guys are talented, you know, first round talents, and guys who you know will probably contribute. You know, after that, it's, you know, there's reservations about everybody. There's a red flag about every prospect. Now, there's things you like about them, too.
Right.
But, you know, time will tell, as always, how good the draft class is.
Of course, Thursday night, Packers taking safety HaHa Clinton Dix, who should go right into that starting lineup. On Friday, they did take a wide receiver who I think if he's not a carbon copy of James Jones, he's certainly a disciple. This guy kind of looks like him in his build, seems to play like him a little bit. You know more about him than I do, but that's the impression that I got.
Yeah, I mean, certainly he'll take over the same type of role as James Jones, in that, you know, he'll probably step in right away as the number three wide receiver behind Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. I would say Devontae Adams is probably a little more athletic. He's a guy who's known for his leaping ability. He'll be one of those red zone type of threats where they can throw up a jump ball in the end zone and he can go get it. And it seems like, you know, he may not have, you know, ideal speed that you'd like to see, but he's not slow by any means. So Devontae Adams, a real intriguing pick here, an athletic kid. A guy who could make the one-handed grab, which is kind of cool if you ever get to see that happen. So hopefully that will happen in a green and gold uniform.
Packers actually taking three wide receivers in this draft, including Jared Aberderis, Watoma Hornet, Wisconsin Badger, and now Green Bay Packer. I know that was a pick a lot of fans throughout the state were excited about. Is he a guy that does have a realistic shot of making the final 53?
Absolutely he does. Now, there are concerns with Jared Aberderis, the multiple concussions he had at the University of Wisconsin. He's not the strongest guy, and he'll definitely benefit from some time in an NFL weight room where he can build up his strength and get off the jams from those big press corners at the line of scrimmage. But, I mean, the talent is there, obviously. He's got deceptive speed. He's a terrific route runner, and he's got a chance to maybe contribute in return kicks and punts with the Packers. You add all those things up together in addition to his receiving, and he's a guy who will have an opportunity to stick.
Always exciting to see somebody go from Camp Randall to Lambeau Field. It should be fun to watch him throughout the summer. Packers did take three receivers, actually more than I would expected them to take at the position. Offensive line, linebacker, these are positions I thought they might draft more of, but they didn't seem to do that this weekend.
Yeah, you thought they might take an inside linebacker at some point to kind of, you know, provide a little challenge or at least provide a little depth behind A.J. Hawk and Brad Jones. I mean, they can do that in undrafted free agency as well, so you know, there's an opportunity for some guys to come in. Of course, you don't expect those type of guys to maybe play a big role, however. But, I mean, the Packers filled the biggest need on the team with the starting safety. They got a lot of receiving help, so Aaron Rodgers has a lot of new toys to play with and guys to throw to. So that's what the Packers needed, and that's what they focused on.
The offseason a little shorter now with the draft 2 weeks later than normal. We got preseason games for you right here on K107.1 in August already. When are these rookies going to show up to Green Bay? When are they going to start getting some pads on, getting some work in?
The offseason rookie mini camp takes place this weekend. starting on Friday, lasting through Sunday, just kind of a rookies only type of thing where they go through orientation and all that. So they'll be getting into Green Bay by this upcoming weekend here. And then after that, you know, after this weekend, then they'll start getting the involved with the veterans and bring the whole team together. It's not long till OTAs and mini camp takes place here in the next month. So they'll be acclimated quickly.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com, as we've done the last few Packers seasons. Do you guys give draft grades at CheeseheadTV.com? You look at the draft, what do you say? I don't know, B plus. I don't know how these people give draft grades. I don't know if that's something you do. You really can't tell until you see these guys play for a couple of years, I think.
Exactly. I don't give draft grades, and I don't put much credence into anybody that does. They say, the old saying is, you got to wait 3 years to give a draft grade. And heck, just a few weeks ago, we graded the 2011 draft class of the Green Bay Packers in an article at Cheesehead TV, just to kind of see how that draft class, you know, fared in their first, you know, 3 years in the NFL. And, you know, until those guys' careers are over, I guess you can't even give a complete grade yet. So, but I mean, it's way too early to tell how these guys are going to do. So you actually get them in town, put the pads on them, and see how they can hold up at an NFL level.
Well, we're Packer fans. We're a station that plays the Packers. Let's just give them an A-plus and move on. How about that?
Sounds perfect to me.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks for your help these last couple of days. We'll talk to you again come preseason time.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com.